弟兄姊妹，我们来念几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read some passages from the Bible.
第一处是在历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicles.
二十八章。
Chapter 28.
我们来念第九节。
Verse 9.
历代志上二十八章第九节。
First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9.
我儿所罗门啊，你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他监察众人的心，知道一切的心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远离弃你。你当谨慎，因为耶和华拣选你建造殿宇，作为圣所。你当刚强去行，你当刚强去行。
And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him wholeheartedly, with devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a temple as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work.
好，我们再来看二十节。
And verse 20.
大卫又对他儿子所罗门说，你当刚强长胆去行，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为耶和华神就是我的神与你同在，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，直到耶和华殿的工作都完毕了。
David also said to Solomon, his son, Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished.
好，我们翻到新约，我们看提摩太。
New Testament.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
我们看第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2
第一节
Verse 1。
我啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。我啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
第八节
Verse 8.
你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，真合乎我传的福音。我为这福音受苦难，甚至于被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。
Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David.This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained.
我们再看第三章
Chapter 3,
第十节
Verse 10,
到第十三节
Through verse 13,
请你念好了。第三章第十节到第十三节
Chapter 3, verse 10 through 13. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith,Patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra? The persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
好，我们再跳过来，我们看第五节。第四章的第五节
Chapter 4, verse 5.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道。 我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。Verse
5. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
好, 最后我们看启示录, 第七章,
last, Revelation chapter 7.
我想启示录第七章是在第六个印和第七个印的中间。Chapter
7 is between the 6th and 7th seal.
我们来念第九节。Verse
9.
此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从 各国、各族、各民、各方来的，许许多多的人，没有人能数过来的。After
this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count.
是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊的面前，身穿白衣。 手拿棕树，他们都是得胜的。他们穿着白衣，手里拿着棕树枝。From
every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
他们都是得胜的。They
are all overcomers.
第十节。Verse
10.
大声喊着说：“愿救恩！” 归于坐在宝座上，我们的神也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老，并四个活佛的周围，在宝座前面俯伏于地敬拜神，说：“阿门！颂赞荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。” 阿们。第十三节，长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呢？是从哪里来的呢？”我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白洁了。” 我想这段有一些弟兄姊妹，他们主张，教会是在灾前被提的，就是大灾难最后三年半没有到以前，他们都被提了。所以他们解释这一段话，就是这些人是从大患难中出来的 ，Great Tribulation。我想这个大患难，他们就解释为一个长期的、不停止的那些灾难、那些患难。
Some brothers and sisters have mentioned that this is the church before the rapture, and this group of people are those who have come out of the Great Tribulation. And this Great Tribulation is a long-term tribulation.
是不停止的那个患难,
it is a continuous tribulation.
那就是从教会建立一直到教会被提，一直经过这样的患难。 所以他们解释这句话，那个大灾难。 大患难就是指着这个说的。
That is from the birth of the church to the end of the rapture, to the rapture of the church. This is a tribulation that the church will go through.
And we'll
continue reading.
他们是从大患难出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了，所以他们在神的宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。做宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们，他们不再饥不再渴，日头炎热也不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们。
These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Verse 15. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we come before you based on your abundant love.
Lord,
we bring a fearful heart prostrate before you.
你的仆人畏惧站在这里侍奉你。
Your servant trembles here in service of you.
我们也战惊而快乐，我们能够侍奉我们的大君王，万军的耶和华。
And we are joyful that we are able to serve our Almighty King.
主，我们在这里一起仰望你。
Lord, we look to you together.
主，今天晚上你还在那里等候，要施恩。
Lord, you're waiting to give us grace tonight.
甚至相信凡等候仰望依靠你的人，你都要向我们施恩。
And all who depend on you, you will give grace to.
主再次向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us again.
你的话每一句都带着能力。
Every word brings power.
你的话是生命，也是灵。
And your word is life and spirit.
你的话是活泼的，是有果效的。
And your word is lively and has effect.
就像两人的利剑，能把人的灵与魂、骨节和骨髓都能够刺破开。
Like a double-edged sword, it can split between the bones and ligaments.
也能够把我们的心思意念都能够辨明。
And you can manifest, you can show our thoughts and our mind.
主，你知道你的教会、你的百姓是何等需要你的话语。
Lord, you know your church and your people need your word.
在这个幕后的时代，你的言语稀少，少有默示。
In these end times, your word is few.
主啊, 人饥渴, 不是没有饼, 口渴, 也不是没有水。
We hunger and thirst, but not for lack of water and food.
我们是没有你的话。
It's because we don't have your word.
主, 求你怜悯你的儿女, 怜悯你的教会, 按时, 分粮给我们。
Have mercy on your church and your people and give us our provision.
主, 你再次向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us again.
你的眼睛看顾那些因你话语而战兢的人。
Your eyes watch over those who read your word and are.
主，不但听你的话，愿你的话能够使我们里面感动。
And to not only listen to your word, but also be touched.
让我们能够为自己的罪、为自己的义、为审判，自己来责备自己。
So that we can rebuke ourselves for our sins and our unrighteousness.
不然这些话突然的返回。
Or these words will just go by.
你的仆人、你的翻译需要你的恩典。
Your servant and your translator need your grace.
需要你的怜悯。
And your mercy.
主，你复活的大能能够越过他们的软弱。
Lord, your resurrection power will surpass their weakness.
主，我们都是一个无用的器皿。
Lord, we are worthless vessels.
愿你的宝贝在我们这个器皿的里面能够显出极大的能力。
May your treasure manifest itself from our broken vessel.
主，基督在我们身上不是软弱的。
Because Christ Jesus in us is not weak.
在我们里面是有大能的。
In us it has great power.
愿你的能力彰显出来。
May you manifest your power.
让你的儿女们在这里看见你的宝座，看见你的荣美，看见你的大能。
So your children can see your throne, your glory, and your power.
我们能再一次的复兴起来。
So we may be revived.
我们对主说：“你永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？”
Lord, we say to you, who else will we follow?
主啊，珍贵、荣耀、权柄、国度、威严，都是你的。
Honor, glory, and power are all yours.
天上地下都是你的。
Heaven and earth are yours.
国度也是你的。
The kingdom is yours too.
我们都是你的。
We are all yours.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
恩待你的教会。
Have grace on your
church. 在这个时间祝福我们。
Bless us in this time.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
听孩子的祷告。
Listen to your child's prayer.
是耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想我们今天还是继续来交通，在牧师必有危险的日子。
We'll continue sharing on the dangerous days of the end times.
我们已经知道什么叫末世。
And we know what the end times are.
末世就是我们主耶稣弥赛亚第一次的来，一直到他第二次的再来。
The end time begins from the coming of Christ to his return.
从教会建立产生，一直到教会被提，整个这个阶段就是末世。
From the birth of the church to the rapture of the church, this entire period is the end times.
保罗这个时间是末世的刚刚开始。
And at Paul's time was the beginning of the end times.
我们已经处在这个末世快要结束的一个时代。
And now we live at the end of the end times.
我想从末世的一开始，我们看见撒旦阴间就已经在那里震动。
From the beginning of the end times, the gates of Hades were shaking.
当教会一产生，
From the birth of the church,
撒旦就已经愿意要把教会那个扣在这个阴间的里面。
Satan wanted to lock the church in the gates of Hades.
他要攻击教会，破坏教会。
He wanted to attack and destroy the church.
要毁坏教会。
To destroy the church.
让教会不能建造起来。
So that the church cannot be built up.
让教会不能成为他的见证。
So that church cannot be the testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我上昨天我讲了。
I spoke yesterday.
神的世历代所要做的工作最终的目的就是要得着他的教会。
The ultimate purpose of God's work through the ages is to gain his church.
他要得着一个荣耀圣洁的教会。
To gain a glorious and victorious church.
显给我们的主耶稣他的儿子成为心腹，成为他自己家居住的所在。
To give the church as a bride to his son.
所以我们看见撒旦在宇宙中整个工作他所破坏的也就是神要得着的这一个。
And so we see the object of Satan's destruction is this church that God wants to gain.
撒旦宁愿地上有人得救。
Satan would rather have people be saved.
地上有人得救他也没有办法。
He can't help people being saved on earth.
他宁愿地上有人追求属灵，追求爱主。
And he'd rather have people pursue holiness and pursue the Lord.
但是他最不能忍受的就是地上众弟兄姊妹能够同心合意一起来建造一个合乎神心意的教会，成为一个荣耀的见证。这他在撒旦呢，他是绝对不能容忍的一件事。
But what Satan cannot bear is for the children of God to come together in unity to build a glorious church for God.
所以当教会一建立的时候，耶路撒冷教会。
And so when the Jerusalem church was built,
他就开始攻击，开始破坏，开始毁坏。
He began to attack and to destroy it.
他就要用他阴间的门把这个教会扣在那里面。
To lock it up in the gates of Hades.
这是开始。
This is the beginning.
我想当保罗写信提摩太给提摩太这卷书的时候，已经又是二三十年的时间了。
When Paul wrote to Timothy, there had been some 20 to 30 years.
我们看见这个威胁，这个凶猛，撒旦是更凶猛的，更激烈的来攻击教会。
And Satan was using more dangerous means to attack the church.
不但是外面的，并且是里面的。
Not only outward attacks, but inward attacks.
不但是外面给提摩太有压力，并且里面给也提摩太有压力。
Not only pressure from the outside, but pressure from within for Timothy.
所以提摩太在这种光景的底下，他就软弱下来了。
And so in such a condition, Timothy became weak.
他退缩了。
And he drew back.
他惧怕胆怯了。
And he was fearful.
所以在这个时间，保罗在监狱里面就写了这封书信给提摩太。
And so at this time in prison, Paul wrote this letter to Timothy.
保罗何等盼望提摩太能够在主耶稣基督的恩典上能够刚强起来。
And how he wished Timothy would be strengthened under the grace of God.
何等盼望提摩太能够在他里面的圣灵能够将使他刚强起来。
So that through the Spirit, Timothy can be strengthened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道提摩太跟随保罗有这么多年了。
Brothers and sisters, we know Timothy has followed Paul many years.
他15年的时间与保罗在一起同工。
co-working with Paul over 15 years.
提摩太可以说是保罗的一个copy。
You can say Timothy is a copy of Paul.
我们在提摩太后书第三章那里看到，他学了、服从了保罗的教训。
And we see in 2 Timothy that Timothy learned from Paul's teaching.
所以提摩太有保罗的那个神学的思想。
And so Timothy has the ideology of Paul.
我们看见提摩太也学习了保罗的品行志向。And
Timothy has imitated Paul's lifestyle.
所以提摩太他的lifestyle跟保罗是一样的。And
so his life is the same as Paul's.
他的行事为人就像保罗一样。His
behavior and actions is like Paul's.
他也有保罗的那一个志向，那是purpose。
And he has Paul's purpose.
他对着神的那种单纯、忠心、殷勤的那种心智，同保罗一样。
His simplicity before the Lord is the same as Paul's.
他的心情、性格也是同保罗一样，他又爱心，他又宽容，他又忍耐。
And his mind and his heart, his love, his patience are all from Paul.
所以我看见提摩太是完全像保罗。
And so we see Timothy is completely like Paul.
我相信提摩太在讲道的时候也是像保罗那一种动作态度。
And I believe when Timothy spoke, it was like when Paul spoke.
今天有一些弟兄对这些传道人，他们很尊敬，很钦佩，所以他们就学这些传道人，就是在讲道的时候，他的语态、他的姿势、态度，他也是像这个传道人一样。
And many times brothers and sisters admire the preachers and they want to imitate their way of speaking.
所以保罗完全是提摩太完全是保罗的一个copy.
And so Timothy is a complete copy of Paul.
并且我们看见保罗对着提摩太在他的心中有一个特殊的一个地位。
And in Paul's heart, Timothy holds a special position.
你去看见保罗写书信13封书信，差不多有7封书信都有提摩太的名字。
And out of 13 epistles of Paul, 7 contain Timothy's name.
并且我们看见无论哪个教会有什么问题，有什么难处，他就差派他的同工提摩太去。
And regardless which church was in trouble, he would send his co-worker Timothy.
我们看见保罗差遣提摩太到哥林多教会。
And Paul sent Timothy to the church in Galatia.
我们看见哥林多书前书第四章。
In Galatians chapter 4.
保罗差遣提摩太到哥林多的教会为他做见证。
Paul sent Timothy to the church to be his testimony.
他说，提摩太到你们中间要提醒你们。
He sent Timothy to remind them.
提醒你们什么呢？
To remind you of what?
就是提醒我在主里面的行事为人是怎么一个样的。
It's to remind you of my action and speech before the Lord.
就是保罗的行事为人到底怎么样的，谁做提摩太向他们做见证。
To testify of Paul's actions and behavior for the Galatians.
并且他要提摩太让 哥林多教会知道保罗是怎么样在各处各地教会怎样教导人的。So
that through Timothy, the church in Galatia can know how Paul has taught and preached people.
所以保罗介绍提摩太说他是在主里面是我忠心亲爱的儿子。
And so Paul introduces Timothy as my faithful and loyal son in the Lord.
提摩太是保罗所领的一个儿子。
Timothy is Paul's spiritual son.
你若是去看哥林多前书第16章，又再一次的提起提摩太。
If you see 1 Corinthians, and he mentioned Timothy.
第16章他说，我差遣提摩太到你们的中间。
He says, I send Timothy to you.
我要提醒你们。
I want to remind you.
你们在凡事上都不要叫他惧怕。
That in all things, do not let him fear.
因为提摩太，他怎样的为主劳苦，就像我一样。
Because how Timothy has worked for the Lord is just how I work for the Lord.
所以你们要不要轻看他。
So do not overlook him.
不要叫他害怕。
Do not cause him to fear.
为什么？因为哥林多的教会，你们知道这些弟兄姊妹都是很自高自大的。
Why? Because the Corinthian brothers and sisters were high and mighty.
他们有恩赐，他们有口才，他们有知识。
They had talents and knowledge and were eloquent.
甚至于连保罗有一些人都看不起。
And even Paul, some people looked down on.
所以保罗在第四章哥林多前书，他说：“你们自高自大，你们以为自己已经饱足了，已经丰富了。你不要我来做王了，你们自己可以做王了。”
And so Paul wrote to them, you think you are so high and mighty, you don't need me to be there, you can be kings yourself.
所以哥林多的教会是一个非常自高自大的一个教会。
And so the Corinthian church is a very high, proud
church. 所以保罗很怕提摩太去，他们轻看他。
So Paul's afraid that when Timothy is there, they will look down on him.
所以他叫他们说，你们要注意，在凡事上都不要叫提摩太去怕，不要轻看他。
Told them to not look down on Timothy or to cause him to fear.
他为主劳苦像我一样的。
Because his work before the Lord is like mine.
你看见保罗也打发提摩太到提撒罗尼家去。
And you see Paul sent Timothy to Thessalonica.
因为提撒罗尼家在当时候是在一个受在一个患难中间受试炼的中间。
The church at Thessalonica at that time was in trials.
保罗怕提撒罗尼家教会这些弟兄姊妹因着这些患难会的动摇。
And Paul was afraid that these brothers and sisters would be shaken because of these trials.
所以提撒罗尼迦前书第三章保罗对他们说我差遣我们的弟兄是做基督福音为神做这事的到你们中间去。
And so Paul wrote in Thessalonians that I'm sending Timothy to you as a messenger of the gospel.
他要来坚固你们。
He is to strengthen you.
他要在你们所信的道上勉励你们。
To encourage you in your faith.
免得你们在诸般患难中动摇了。
So that you will not be shaken in trials.
后来我们知道提摩太带去好的消息他们没有动摇他们仍然存着信心和爱心。
And we know Timothy brought good news because they were not shaken and they were faithful.
所以在这里你看见提摩太去是勉励他们的是坚固他们的提摩太在保罗的心中实在是个非常重要的一个同工。
And so we see here Timothy helps Paul to strengthen churches. He is a very important co-worker.
保罗也曾经带这个差派提摩太到腓立比的教会。
And Paul also took Timothy to the church in Philippi.
他介绍提摩太。
And he introduced Timothy.
他说他是怎样兴旺神的福音。
How he is fervent for God's gospel.
在传福音上与我一起的同受苦难的一位弟兄。
And he is one who has suffered with me for the sake of the gospel.
他对待我就像儿子对待父亲一样。
And the way he treats me is the way the father does.
保罗对着提摩太就像父亲对儿子一样。
Paul, for Timothy, is like the father for the son.
提摩太对着保罗就像儿子对待父亲一样。
And Timothy to Paul is how the son is to the father.
所以你去看这个保罗的书信常常介绍提摩太。提摩太在保罗的心目中是何等的重要的一个同工。
And so we see in Paul's epistles how Timothy is important, an important co-worker of Paul's.
在这个情况的底下提摩太确实软弱了。
But in this condition, Timothy was weak.
但是保罗很有信心。
But Paul had faith.
知道他会刚强起来。
And he knew that he would be strengthened.
这个我们刚刚念的历代志上28章这个大卫对着所罗门儿子所讲的话。
And we read in 1 Chronicles the words of David to Solomon.
你要刚强你要长大。
Be strong and grow.
耶和华我的神必与你同在。
Because Jehovah my God will be with you.
他不会撇下你，也不会丢弃你。
And he will not leave you or forsake you.
所以你要刚强壮胆，直等到殿的工程完毕。
So be strong and courageous until the end of the temple is completed.
若是你可以看约书亚记也是一样。
And you see in Joshua is the same.
第一章我们看见耶和华的仆人摩西死了。
And we see that Moses passed away.
所以耶和华对约书亚说我的仆人摩西死了。
And so Jehovah told Joshua,
但是你要起来。
My servant Moses is dead, but you are to rise up.
起来做什么带领这些众百姓能够过一段河到我应许你们的那一块地去。
So you can lead my people across the Jordan into the promised land.
他说这个我这样同摩西同在我也要与你同在。
He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you.
我不会撇下你也不会丢弃你。
I will not leave you or forsake you.
在你平生的日子没有人能够站立在你的面前。
And in your life, no one can stand before you.
所以你只管放心。
So, you have no worry.
所以你刚强，你长胆。
Be strong and courageous.
你要使这些百姓能够承受那地为业。
Because you will lead these people to inherit the land.
你要刚强，你要大大的长胆。
And you will be strong and courageous.
你只要遵守我的命令，谨守我的教训。
As long as you follow my law and my commands.
不要偏左右。
Do not go to the right or left.
无论你到哪里去。
Regardless where you go.
你凡事都能够顺利。
You will, it will be smooth for you.
都能够亨通。
And it will be, clear for you.
所以保罗写这个提摩太书就像又就像神对约书亚那个这个心愿也就像大卫对着他的儿子所罗门的那个意愿希望他们能够刚强长胆。
And so Paul's desire for Timothy was the same as David for Solomon, to be strong and courageous.
保罗认识提摩太, 很深, 很深。
Paul deeply understands Timothy.
保罗知道提摩太的软弱不过是一时的。
And he knew that this weakness was but temporary.
他会在基督的恩典上刚强起来。
Because in God's grace, he will be strengthened.
他会协助他里面的圣灵能够刚强起来。
And with his spirit within, he will be strengthened.
所以保罗刚刚在第二章我们读的一段圣经，你要纪念。 耶稣基督是从死里复活的，他是大卫的后裔，正合乎我们所传的福音。
And so we read previously that Jesus Christ is the descendant of David, and we will preach the gospel.
他甚至相信保罗写作这封书信，提摩太会得刚强起来。
And so Paul believed that through this letter, Timothy will be strengthened.
他劝勉提摩太，he
urged Timothy.
我们所信的这位主是从死里复活的一位主。
That the God we believe in resurrected from the dead.
正像启示录第一章，当约翰看见那个异象，他就趴倒在地，像死了一样。
Like in Revelations 1, when John saw the image and fell to the ground.
我们的主就又用手按住他说：“我是首先的，我是幕后的，我曾活的，我曾死过，现在又活了。”Then the Lord. 我要活到永永远远，我掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Then the Lord pressed on John's shoulder and told him that I am the first and I'm the last, and I hold the keys to Hades.
所以保罗在这里叫提摩太纪念他的主，乃是从死里复活的主，你不要惧怕。
And so Paul reminded Timothy that the God we believe in has resurrected. Do not be afraid.
死亡和阴间的钥匙都在他的手中。
Because the key of death and Hades is in his hand.
你还害怕什么？
What are you afraid of?
他也是大卫的后裔。
And he is the descendant of David.
什么是叫大卫的后裔？
What is the descendant of David?
神童大卫曾经立约，就是他。 的宝座上要永永远远有一位坐在他的宝座上掌权做王。Because
God made a covenant with David that he will forever have one on the throne to be king.
那就是我们主耶稣，就是那位弥赛亚。And
that is Jesus, the Messiah.
他是大卫的后裔。He
is the descendant of David.
并且大卫的后裔是指着这位道成肉身的基督，他因受苦难得着荣耀，因钉在十字架上他得着冠冕。
And the descendant of David is the one who came to earth as a man and was crucified and glorified.
他曾经从死里而复活的。
And he resurrected from the dead.
他是降卑，然后升高，升高，升到至高之处的。
He was humbled and then exalted to the highest place.
他是经过流泪谷而登上的锡安山，他成为。 坐在宝座上执政掌权。
He went through the valley of tears and went to the top of Mount Zion and now is on the throne and reigning.
这是大卫后裔的意思。
This is the meaning of the descendant of David.
他叫提摩太纪念耶稣基督是大卫的后裔。
So Paul told Timothy to remember that Jesus is the descendant of David.
他曾经道成肉身来到地上。
And he came to earth as a man.
他经过各种的试探，经过各种的苦难。
Went through all kinds of trials and temptations.
所以希伯来书第二章说，他也因受苦而受试探，所以他能够拯救那些在试探中的人。
And so Hebrews says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
希伯来书第四章说，我们有一位升了高天、真龙的大祭司，就是主耶稣，神的儿子耶稣基督。所以你们要持守你们所承认的道。
And so Hebrews says, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
他并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Because he can understand our weaknesses.
他也凡事受苦，像我们一样。
And he has suffered just as we suffer.
所以我们可以随时来到圣宝座前，为了蒙怜恤的恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
So we can come before his throne of grace at any time to be our help.
所以这是大卫后裔的意思。
So this is the meaning of the descendant of David.
我们的主耶稣是满了怜悯的主。
Our Lord is one full of mercy.
我们的保罗也有主那样的心意信念。
And our Paul has God's heart as well.
他也是满了怜悯的一位使徒。
He's full of mercy.
他是一位流眼泪的使徒。And
one who shed tears.
他体现那些圣徒的软弱。
And he understood the disciples' weaknesses.
我昨天同弟兄姊妹讲到保罗关在监狱里，没有人来为他申辩。
I spoke how when Paul was imprisoned, no one came to his help. All the people in Asia left him. And when he reached out his hand, no one helped
him.
Only the Lord was next to him, giving him strength. And how lonely are Paul. When he needed brothers and sisters the most, no one came. But Paul understood their weakness. And his prayer was that, do not hold this sin against them. Because Lord, you know that they are in a dangerous condition.
痛苦的压迫的那一种境况的底下
in this troublesome and oppressive environment,
外面有逼迫, 内部又有压力,
because outside there is persecution, within there is conflict,
他们都是有肉体的, 他们软弱了,
and they are all of flesh and they have weakness.
提摩太也软弱了,
Timothy is weak too,
但是他怜悯他们,
but he had mercy on them. And so you see there is not one word of rebuke in Timothy.
我们想想一个人若是为着主的道而感觉到羞耻，为主耶稣做见证而羞耻，你想这是何等严重的一件事。
It is a serious thing to be ashamed of the word of God and to be ashamed of his testimony. Because Luke says, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him too. But Paul is full of mercy. And he knew their weaknesses. And so you see, there is a special greeting for Timothy. For all his introductions, for his letters, Paul uses the same greeting.
愿恩惠愿平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace and peace from God our Father be unto you.
他写信给帝多，他私人的信件里面，他也是用这句话：愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你。
And to Titus he said, may the grace and peace of God our Father be unto you.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看提摩太后书就不一样。
But look, in 2 Timothy is different.
你有没有注意到？
Have you noticed?
愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你。
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ.
这里特别感动我们的，这里有一个mercy。
There is a mercy here.
我们在这一个幕后的一个危险的时代，我们实在是需要神的怜悯。
Because in these dangerous days of the end times, we need God's mercy.
什么叫恩典？ 恩典就是我们不应当得的，我们得了，这叫恩典， grace.
Grace is what we do not deserve, but we get.
什么叫怜悯？
What is mercy?
怜悯是我们应当得的，神没有给我们。
Mercy is something we deserve, but we do not get.
我们应当 deserve 什么？
What do we deserve?
因着我们的软弱，因着我们的犯罪。
Because of our sin and weakness.
神应当审判我们。
God should punish us.
应当即刻的管教我们。
And he should deal with us.
但是神没有。
But God did not.
多少时候他怜悯了我们。
How many times he has mercy on us?
所以直到今天我们还能够在这里侍奉他。 还能够亲近他,
and so even today we can serve and draw near to him.
甚至我们还能够在这里为他做见证,
and we can even be here to testify.
弟兄姊妹,
for him.
我们应当得的,
what we should have received, we did not.
这叫 mercy.
This is mercy.
我们不应当得的, 我们得了, 这叫 grace.
What we do not deserve, but we get, this is grace.
哎呀, 保罗有主耶稣的那一个心,
and Paul has Jesus Christ's heart.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
保罗知道提摩太会得复兴起来。
Paul knew that Timothy would be revived. That he would come out from his weakness and be strong. To become courageous from his fearfulness. And so Paul had faith in Timothy. On one hand, Paul loved Timothy.
弟兄姊妹，哥林多前书第十三章说是什么叫爱？爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事忍耐，凡事盼望，爱是永不止歇。
Corinthians tells us love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's love. Today God loves us.
他也是凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，凡事相信，凡事宽容。
And he is always hoping, always persevering, and always patient.
保罗深深相信，他有信心。
And Paul truly believed. He had hope for Timothy. And he had compassion for Timothy's weakness. And he knew Timothy would be strengthened. And so you see 2 Timothy at the end. He told Timothy, you need to come in.
冬天没有来的以前你就来啊,
to come before winter.
你来的时候带了马克一起来啊,
so that you can bring Mark with you.
你来的时候带着我的外衣,带着我的书卷,特别是那个疲倦,不要忘了,带来啊。
You can bring my coat and bring my manuscripts. Do not
弟兄姊妹,
forget.
这段话表明什么?
What does this part represent?
表明保罗对着提摩太很有信心, 他一定会刚强起来。 他会复兴起来, 他会来看保罗的。
It shows Paul's faithfulness and hope in Timothy that he will
他不会因着保罗, 因着监禁而觉得羞耻。
And he will not be ashamed because Paul is in prison.
他觉得保罗因着关闭而觉得羞耻, 这是暂时的。
His shamefulness for Paul's imprisonment is temporary.
当他刚强起来的时候, 他就会觉得保罗为着主被关在监狱里面, 这是个最荣耀, 最荣耀的事。
When he's strengthened, he will see that it's the most glorious thing to be imprisoned for God. And so he believed Timothy would quickly come see him.
哎呀,
and so he had hope in Timothy. Told him to quickly come. And you see 2 Timothy at the end.
他说你要凡事谨慎,
you need to be careful, watchful.
忍受苦难,
and to suffer,
做传道的功夫,
to preach the gospel,
尽你的这份,
and to do your work.
若是保罗对提摩太没有信心, 没有盼望, 他怎么会讲这句话?
If Paul had no faith in Timothy, how can he say these words?
他知道哦, 提摩太还会的忠心的传神的道,
yes, he knew Timothy would faithfully preach God's word.
他相信提摩太会忍受苦难,
and he believed Timothy would endure hardship.
他相信提摩太会尽他的这份,
and he believed Timothy would do his work. And he believed Timothy would carry on his work. Timothy will continue to uphold the glorious testimony. And at the end, Paul has the saying,
他说我被焦点, 离世的时候,
my time has come.
保罗在这里再一次的提醒提摩太, 你要效法我,
and Paul was reminding Timothy that if you are to imitate me, then imitate me to the end. You are already my copy. Then copy to the end.
保罗说,
because Paul says, I am poured out like a drink offering. And Paul let Timothy see his past, his present, and his future. I am now poured out like a drink
offering.
This is now.
当然这个现在马上就变成过去了。
And of course this now will be in the future.
因为他知道他马上要殉道了。
Because he knew he was to be martyred.
他是关在一个非常黑暗这个恐怖的一个地窑里面,当今,一个当今里面。
He was imprisoned in a dungeon, a dark place. And all those criminals in the dungeon were to be
And
so he knew he was to be martyred.
但是死对着保罗讲,
but he knew for Paul, the death is the best.
我们在菲利比书, 我们看见第一章, 保罗说我离世与基督同在,
because in Philippians he said to be with Christ is the best.
我现在被关在监狱里面,
now I'm in prison.
我就是被释放了,我肉体自由了,
even if I am set free, my physical body is free.
当然这很好,
of course this is good.
正如菲利比书第一章, 保罗所讲的,
and this is in Philippians chapter 1.
我离世与基督同在,好多无比的,但是这是为着你们,我肉身活着更为要紧。
But for you, for me to live is more important.
我为了要做成功夫的果子,我就想还是活下去也不错。
to bear fruit, it is good for me to live on.
让我们再多活几年，多结些果子，让我们多做一点工。
To work and to bear fruit for a few more years.
让我有一天能够丰丰富富的进入主救主耶稣基督的国。
So that one day I can abundantly enter into the kingdom of Christ.
因为那时候保罗在腓立比书的时候，他也是关在监狱里面，罗马的监狱里面。
Because when we wrote to the Philippians, he was also in a Roman prison.
这个他总是觉得自己还不完全。
And he always felt he was incomplete.
所以第三章腓立比书第三章，他说：“我不是说我说这话，不是我已经得着了，已经完全了。我是竭力的追求，好在可以得着主耶稣基督，所以得着我的，所以我要得着他的。”
So in Philippians 3 he says, Not that I have already attained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
他接下来又说，我不是以为已经得着了，我乃是忘记背后，努力面前，我要得着神从基督里从上召我要来的那个奖赏。
But he continues on, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
所以为着这些缘故，保罗说，我正在两难之间，到底我离世好呢，我还是继续的活下去好呢？
So he has a dilemma, whether to continue living or to be with Christ.
这是他第一次在罗马监狱里面写信的时候，他的表态。
This is his attitude, his first time in a Roman prison.
但是保罗知道，
But Paul knew,
无论是死也好，活也好，
or living,
只要让基督在他身上那个照常的显大。
He has let Jesus Christ manifest himself through him.
所以他说，我为着这事，藉着你们的祷告和耶稣基督灵的帮助，我总必得救。
And so he said, through your prayer and through the work of the Holy Spirit, I will be saved.
这个 save 就是 escape, salvation.
And this saved is to escape, to have salvation.
就是说我就是被释放出去。
That is, I've been set free.
我释放了。
I'm set free.
我就是死呢，我就是死呢。
Even if I die,
我也是释放的。
I am free too.
并且这个释放是永远的释放。
And this freedom is eternal.
并且这个释放是一个永远更荣耀的释放。
And this is a more glorious freedom.
所以保罗说，我在两难之间。
And so Paul says, I have.
我总是能够得救的。
I can always be saved.
放我也好，不放我也好，殉道也好，我总是释放。
Set me free or not, or kill me, I am all free.
或生或死，基督在我身上照常显大。
Death or to live, I will let Christ live out through me.
所以他说我可以放胆。
So he said I can.
叫我所盼望的，所切慕的，没有一件事会叫我的羞愧的。
So that what I hope in, nothing will cause me to be ashamed.
当然我被释放出去，我不羞愧，就是我死，我也不觉得羞愧。
If I'm set free, or if I am in prison, I will not be ashamed.
我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
Because to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
我想这是腓立比书，他第一次在罗马监狱里面写的书信。
And this is his first letter to the Philippians in Roman jail.
但是他写提摩太后书的时候就不是这个情况。
But this is not the situation when he wrote 2 Timothy.
他说我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候。
So now I am poured out, and my time on earth has come to an end.
现在他面对着死。
And now he is facing death.
他没有什么拣选。
He has no choice.
他觉得这是好的无比的。
And he believes this is the best.
为什么？
Why?
他看见了将来有公义的冠冕为他撑立。
Because one day a righteous crown is for him.
他忘记背后努力的面前，向着标杆直跑，就是要得着这个。
He has forgotten what's behind and strains for the goal, for this.
现在他很有信心，知道他要得着这个奖赏。
And now he has faith, he will receive this reward.
他已经行完了他的路程。
And he has finished his race.
他想起过去，他已经美好的仗就打过了，所信的道就守住了，当跑的路已经跑尽了。
And he has fought the good fight, he has kept the faith, and he has finished the race.
没有什么可以懊悔的。
And there are no regrets.
没有什么遗憾。
And there are no regrets.
他里面充满着喜乐，充满着盼望，充满着荣耀。
He's full of hope and joy and glory.
充满着得胜。
Full of victory.
对着死，他不是一个 loser, 他是一个 winner.
And in death, he is not a loser, but a winner.
他不是个 victim, 他是个 victor.
But he is not a victim, but a victor.
他不是个牺牲者，他是一个得胜者。
He is not a loser, but an overcomer.
他是个征服者。
He is the righteous, a righteous one.
在他里面满了把握，满了盼望，满了荣耀，满了得胜。
And within him, full of hope and joy and victory.
所以这段话有人说，这是保罗的一个得胜的凯歌。
And so here, people say this is Paul's song of a victory.
是一个 swan song, 是一个天鹅唱的歌。
It is the swan song.
什么叫 swan song? 就是他们说天鹅死的时候，他们会唱歌，他们会很喜乐。
They say it's a swan song because when swans die, they sing a song because they're joyful.
保罗在这个情况底下，他也非常的喜乐，他要去见主了。
And so in this situation, Paul is very joyful. He is to meet the Lord.
他说：“我现在被浇奠了。”
And now I've been poured out.
我现在被浇奠，什么叫浇奠？
What is to be poured out?
我说：“你去看民数记15章，你就知道。”
You look in Numbers, you will know.
保罗的一生是把自己当作燔祭的。
Paul treated his life as an offering.
他已经完全把自己的主权交给了主。
He has given all his rights to the Lord.
他活着不再是自己, 乃是基督在他里面活着。
And so it's no longer him that lives, but Christ that lives with him.
他是为主而活的。
And he lives for Christ.
这叫燔祭。
This is the offering.
无论是生无论是死, 基督在他身上显大。
So whether he lives or dies, he will let Christ live out.
弟兄姊妹, 这叫燔祭。
This is the burnt offering.
他一生为着主受了多少的苦。
He doesn't know how much he has suffered for the Lord.
他一生为着主受了多少的伤害。
All his injuries.
他身上都是这个伤痕啊，疤痕啊。
All over his body are scars.
但是他觉得这个 mark 还不过是 second class， 还只是第二等的。 这个 mark， 这个记号。
But all these marks are secondary.
但是现在呢？ 现在在他的身上有一个这个 不是 second， 是 first。
But now he has something that is first in his body.
Mark， 那就是他为主死。
That is to die for Christ.
他要像一个酒一样的放在这个放在燔祭的上面，有个馨香的味道，能够达到神的跟前。
And he is to be like the wine before the offering, as a fragrant aroma before the Lord.
我们看见民数记，这是奠祭，这是叫奠祭。
We see that in Numbers, this is a drink offering.
所以他说，我现在被浇奠的时候到了。
And so he says, it is my time to be poured out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他对提摩太把他的一生再次告诉他。And
so he told Timothy once again his life.
他说：“我已经被浇奠了。”He
said, "I have been poured out."
但是你呢？ But you， 你应当怎样呢？
But what should you do?
你应当凡事谨慎，做你的尽你的这份传。
You need to be watchful in all circumstances and to preach the word.
你要继续地刚强起来。
To continue to be strengthened.
继续地继续我所走的道路。
To continue the path I walked.
弟兄姊妹，虽然在这个时候是那样的一个危险的时代， 他深深相信提摩太能够征服胜过这样的一个环境。
Even though these were such dangerous times, he firmly believed that Timothy would overcome the circumstances.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见 撒旦对着教会的攻击，从开始一起手，一直到保罗这个时代，已经越来越危险了。
And so we see that the works of the enemy are becoming more and more dangerous.
撒旦攻击教会，破坏教会，无非用三个方法。
There are three ways that Satan attacks the church.
不外乎这个三个方面。
And there are nothing outside of these.
虽然他是千方百计的要毁坏教会的见证，
although he uses all means to destroy the church.
但是归拢之地，
but within these,
include 就三个方面。
There are three aspects.
第一方面就是逼迫，让教会受苦受患难。
The first aspect is persecution of the church.
因着这个患难，因着苦难，这些弟兄姊妹胆怯。 害怕，正像提摩太一样，就不再为主做见证。
Because of trial and hardship, the brothers and sisters are weak and no longer testify.
一开始，撒旦就是用这个方法。
And so in the beginning, Satan used this method.
我们看见保罗，这个启示录里面圣灵对着斯曼纳教会所讲的话。
We see the words of the Holy Spirit to the church in Smyrna.
他对着斯曼纳教会怎么讲？
What does this?
他说：“我知道你的患难。”
He says, I know your trials.
我知道你的患难，你是贫穷的，其实你是富足的。
I know your trials, you are poor.
你受的患难，你不要害怕。
But do not be afraid.
撒旦要把你们几个人下在监狱里面，要受患难10天，你们要受试炼。
Because Satan will imprison you and will try you. But do not be afraid. If you are faithful, I will give you the crown of life.
我想从教会一开始，末世一开始，一直到末世的末了，撒旦一直用这个办法来对付教会。
And from the beginning of the church to today, Satan has continued to use this method.
我们知道在最初的三百年,
we know in the first 300 years of the church,
从教会建立的三百年,
the first 300 years,
是罗马政府在那里掌权的三百年,
that's when the Roman Empire was there.
你知道有多少 神的儿女被殉道的,
you know how many children of God were martyred?
他们说大概有400,000到500,000这个数目。
They count 4 to 5 million.
弟兄姊妹, 撒旦用这个办法来摧残教会, 摧残神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, Satan uses this method to attack and destroy the church.
除了那些殉道的, 还有很多人说逼迫的下监的, 受苦的, 那就更不积极数了。
Aside from the martyrs, there are countless who are imprisoned and persecuted.
我们知道在主后大概16世纪1500多年,
and we know about the 16th century.
我们知道这段时间是教会被硬件的门扣在里面最黑暗的一段时间，就是天主教的那个时代。
With the dark ages in the church, the time of Catholicism, when the church was locked.
我们看见教会不是把人带到 天堂是把人带到地狱里面去。
The church brought people to Hades instead of to heaven.
教会不是把人带到主耶稣基督的跟前来认识这位基督，来认识这位神，是把他们带到教会里面来认识这位教皇，来认识他们的教会。
The church did not bring people to know the Lord, but to know the Pope, to know the church.
不是把人带来来敬拜神，来敬拜基督，而是来敬拜教皇，来敬拜这个教会。
It did not bring people to worship God and worship the Lord, but to worship the Pope and worship this church.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank the Lord.
神兴起了路德马丁,
that he raised up
兴起了高尔文,
and Calvin.
这些人从天主教里面出来,
and these people came out of Catholicism.
我们知道高尔文是天主教一个主教的一个秘书的一个儿子。
And we know that Calvin was a son of a secretary of a bishop.
他们为了真理，为着信仰，他们愿意把性命都摆上。
And they were willing to give up their life for their faith.
我们感谢主用着这样的仆人。
We thank the Lord for using such servants.
我们知道这是一个革新的开始。
Because we knew this is a new beginning.
但是我们知道我们 看见天主教对着这些有真正持守真理信仰的人一个极大的迫害。
But we saw the great persecution the Catholic Church had on those who held on to the faith.
这历史上我们成为一个宗教的迫害，信仰的迫害。
Persecution from religion.
不是外邦人。
It is not outside Gentiles.
是所谓有信仰的人。
But are those who supposedly have faith.
这30年你知道被殉道的有多少？
In the 30 years in the 16th century,
差不多有100万的人。
About 1 million were martyred. More than those who were martyred by the Roman Empire. So you see, from the beginning to the end of the end times, Satan uses persecution to attack the church. But we know that such methods do not always work. Sometimes, yes, it works.
但是有时候没有效,
but sometimes, no.
有时候相反起了一个反作用,
and sometimes it has a reverse effect.
当教会受到逼迫迫害的时候，教会反而格外的兴旺。
When the church is persecuted, then it actually revives.
我们看见大陆的教会就是这个情景。
We see the church in China.
撒旦迫害教会，但是教会结果呢，格外的兴旺，信的人格外的加增。
Satan persecuted the church in China, but it is now even more strong.
所以在教会起初的那几十年，这福音因着逼迫，就从耶路撒冷、犹太全地。 已经传到了当时候的地界，就是罗马。
And so in the beginning of the church, because of persecution, the gospel was spread throughout the Roman Empire.
我们看见罗马这个国家灭亡了，倒下去了。
And we see the Roman Empire has fallen.
但是我们看见基督的信仰没有倒下去。
But the faith in Christ has not.
他们统计在当时候有2个罗马公民，有一个是基督徒。
And statistically, they said of 2 Roman citizens, 1 was a Christian.
所以你看见撒旦用这个办法有时有效，有时没有效。
And so you see this method sometimes is effective, but sometimes not.
这些逼迫有时候看见教会进去了，但是不多久他又出来了。
And you see that this enters the church, but not long after it comes out again.
有时我们看见教会好像下去了。
Sometimes it seems like the church has fallen, but not long after it comes back out. Sometimes the church seems dead, but not long after it resurrects.
弟兄姊妹, 撒旦第二个方法,
a second method of Satan.
我想这个方法就比第一个方法更厉害了,
this is more effective and severe than the first.
就是刚刚我们念的雅各书第四章的,
that is in James.
你们中间争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢? 不是从你们摆替争战的私欲而来的吗?
Your strife and your conflict, where does it come from? Doesn't it come from within?
你们贪恋还是得不着?
You are greedy, but you do not gain.
你们杀害嫉妒,
and you kill, and you are jealous.
还是得不着?
And you receive nothing.
你们征战斗殴, 你们得不着?
And you strive and you battle, but you receive
弟兄姊妹,
nothing.
这段话在讲什么?
What is it saying?
你们中间征战斗殴是从哪里的? 这个中间就是教会中间来的。
What this conflict and this quarrel is coming from within the church.
我们看见教会里面有征战有斗殴, 有 fight, 有 war.
And we see the battles and wars within the church.
教会里面有各种各样的 conflict.
And there are these endless conflicts.
弟兄姊妹, 这是撒旦用的第二个诡计。
And this is a second method of
他利用我们的肉体, 用我们天然的生命, 己的生命, 在教会中间, 我们看见彼此征战, 彼此嫉妒, 彼此纷争。
He uses our flesh and our natural man to create conflict and strife within us.
我们看见提摩太后书第三章第一节讲到那个危险，第一个提到就是专爱自己，就是专顾自己，只想到自己。
We see in Timothy that Paul says, we only love ourselves, we only think of ourselves.
这就好像一个排水管子一样的，白污水的管子一样的。
It's just like a sewer pipe.
所有的污秽都是从这个管子里面出来的。All
the filth is coming out of this pipe.
这个管子就是专顾自己，专爱自己。
And this pipe is just self-concern, selfishness.
在末世危险的时候，教会里面很多神的儿女是专顾自己，是专爱自己的。
In these dangerous times, many brothers and sisters only care for themselves.
为什么保罗关在监狱里，没有人敢出来为他申诉呢？
Why did no one come help Paul when he was in prison?
他们专爱自己，只顾自己。
They only love themselves and cared for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们就讲，你就看到撒旦就利用这个，使得教会里面混乱。
Brothers and sisters, you see, Satan has caused confusion in this church.
彼此征战。Mutual
strife.
这个明争暗夺。And
there's conflict and for position and status.
争权夺利。And
fighting for rights. And for your benefits.
我想这是最羞耻的一件事。
And this is the most shameful thing.
有些神的儿女在社会上、世界上得不到名、得不到利, 他们在教会中间来争权得利呀。
Because maybe brothers and sisters in the world do not have position or status, and so they come to church to gain their rights and benefits.
明争暗斗。
Fighting for your rights and
strife. 哎呀，弟兄姊妹, 这是撒旦利用我们的肉体啊。
This is Satan using our flesh.
所以你看见, 提摩太后书第三章那里这一段的记载,
and so you see in 2 Timothy the record,
他们没有亲情，忘恩负义，不结缘，不圣洁，好说谗言，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，骄傲自夸。哎呀，你看看，都是我们肉体的活动啊，都是因着爱自己而产生出来的那些罪啊。
And so the people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, and not lovers of God, but lovers of pleasure.
忘恩负义.
And they have forgotten the
你再对一个弟兄姊妹好好好, 他不记得的.
All the good you have towards brothers, they do not. But one time you mistreat your brother, they remember. And they will not forget.
哎呀，我认识有两个姊妹。
I know two sisters.
哎，她们非常的相爱。
And they loved one another.
哎呀，正是比自己的亲姊妹还要亲。
So they were closer than.
但是不知道为了什么一些事，她们之间有了矛盾。
But they had some conflict.
结果不得了的事。
And then it was terrible.
彼此相恨,
Because they hated one another. And many brothers and sisters So he told them to hate is to kill and you will have not
life.
So you cannot hate your brothers and sisters. You need to forgive as the Lord forgives us. But these sisters cannot hear. And one sister actually
says,
if you cannot reconcile, what will you do when you see each other every day in heaven? On earth you can avoid them, but in heaven you can't.
但是姊妹怎么讲?
What did the sister say?
若是我在天上看见她, 我情愿下地狱,
if I see her in heaven, I would rather go to hell.
哎呀, 你看, 不解冤啊,
and you see, they were willing to
reconcile.
And this strife is so strong.
是哪里? 不是社会, 这是教会。
This is not society, but in church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 撒旦就利用我们的己。
Satan uses our
所以鲁德马丁他有一句话,
So Martin Luther has a saying.
他说我怕教皇, 是的, 我对教皇有点害怕。
He says, yeah, I do, I'm afraid of the
但是我最怕的就是我的自己啊。
But I'm most afraid of myself.
我最怕的就是自己的肉体啊。
I'm most afraid of my flesh.
今天撒旦, 若是我们能够舍己背十字架的话, 撒旦就不能利用我们的肉体, 就是因为我们的肉体不能舍己, 所以被撒旦所利用, 叫教会弄得乌烟瘴气, 天翻地覆啊。
But if we can only deny ourselves and carry our cross, none of these will happen. But it's because we cannot deny ourselves that we have these troubles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
保罗你知道他受的最大的苦难是什么苦难, 你知道?
Do you know the greatest tribulation of Paul, what it is?
保罗受了多少的苦难?
All the suffering he went through,
他都能够忍受,
he can endure.
哎呀,你看见第哥林多, 后书应该是第12章吧。
In 2 Corinthians 13,
保罗他经过各种各样的患难,
Paul went through all kinds of suffering.
保罗说他们是神的仆人嘛, 我就更是了。
He said, if they are servants of God, then I am more.
哎呀, 我多受苦难, 多下监狱。
And I have endured suffering in jail.
哎呀, 我被石头打, 被鞭子打, 被棍子打。
I have been stoned, I have been whipped, I have been lashed.
我经历各种各样的危险。
I have gone through all dangers.
哎呀, 江河的危险, 海里的危险, 城市的危险, 旷野的危险, 假弟兄的危险, 同族的人的危险, 外邦人的危险, 哎呀, 他经过假弟兄的危险, 各种各样的危险, 他都经历过。
Dangers in land, on the ocean, in the city, from brothers and sisters, all kinds of dangers he has gone through.
他说除了以外,
but he says, aside from these,
我为着众教会的事挂心,
I care for all the churches.
这些事像重担一样的天天压在我的肩膀上。
And he said, this is a burden that is on my shoulders.
弟兄姊妹,保罗讲这句话是什么意思?
What did this mean?
这句话并没有把保罗里面的感受完全表达出来。
It did not express all of Paul's thoughts here.
我为着众教会挂心的是天天压在我的身上,他好像抬不起来啊。
My concern for all the churches is a burden. It seems like he cannot carry it.
弟兄姊妹, 这是什么重担?
What burden is this?
什么重担叫保罗担当不起的?
What burden caused Paul to not be able to carry it?
教会神的儿女对他的那一种伤害。
And that is the injury from brothers and sisters.
这是保罗里面最痛苦的一件事。
This causes him the most pain.
你知道保罗是何等爱这些教会的弟兄姊妹, 把他们当作自己的儿女一样。
You know how Paul loved these churches.
但是这些神的儿女怎么对待保罗?
But these children of God have treated Paul such a way.
我记得,罗森你看,哥林多后书第12章,
if you see 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 12,
他是对哥林多教会讲的话,
he's spoken to the Corinthian church.
他说,我若是第三次要到你们中间来,
he says, if I visit you for the third time,
我就不累累你们,
then I will not burden you.
不会给你们什么担子的,
I will not give you any burdens.
我所求的是你们,
because what I want is you.
我不是要你们的钱财,
not your possessions.
儿女不应当为父母积蓄钱财, 父母却应当为儿女积蓄钱财。
Because children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children.
保罗的意思说,我是你们的,等于你们的父母一样。
So Paul says, I am like your parents.
我不要你们的钱财。
I don't want your possessions.
正像儿女不需要为父母积蓄钱财的。
Just like children do not need to save for their parents.
哎呀,今天,只有父母, 孝顺自己的儿女，没有很少儿女真正孝顺自己父母的，所以他们忘恩负义，违背父母。我们看见提摩太后书第三章里面有这个解释。
And often it's the parents who keep on caring for their children and not the other way around, and they've forgotten the good.
只有父母顾到儿女，儿女很少顾到父母。
Only the parents are concerned for the children, not the other way around.
所以保罗说这是正常的。
And so Paul says this is normal.
我应当顾念你们，你们不需要顾念我。
I should care for you, but you don't have.
我为着你们劳才劳力。
Because I have toiled for you.
保罗为着哥林多的教会，为着众教会的圣徒，他费了多少的财，多少的力。
And how much money and how much effort Paul has put into the church.
我越发爱你们，却越发少你们的爱吗？
The more I love you,Is it the less love I get?
保罗意思说，我这样的爱你们，难道说你们不能有一点点对我有一点的爱吗？
Paul says, I love you so much. Can you not give me some love in return?
你们却说我是诡诈，用巧计来引诱你们。
But you say I am deceitful, and I want to deceive you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们看见教会的儿女，神的儿女对着仆。所以做这样一位仆人是这样一个对待。
And we see how brothers and sisters treat.
他们批评保罗，论断保罗，伤害保罗。
How they have criticized Paul and it hurt him.
毁谤保罗。
And how they have rebuked him.
还要叫保罗的心何等的伤痛。
So they have caused much pain.
所以保罗说我有一根刺，这根刺是什么刺啊？
And so Paul says, I have a goat.
有人说这是保罗因着这个肉体上眼睛的病痛，他觉得这是一根刺。
Some say this goat is because his eyes are poor.
但是你若是看上下文，我们看见不是的。
But if you read in context, it's
这根刺就是教会中间神儿女对着这位仆人的那种伤害，叫他里面受不了。
This thorn is from the church that has caused him to not be able to bear it.
所以保罗说我三次求主把这根刺拿掉，但是主说我的恩典是够你用的。
So Paul says, I have asked the Lord to three times take this away, but God says, my grace is sufficient for you.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？撒旦就是用着教会里面的弟兄姊妹同弟兄姊妹相争，让弟兄姊妹同传道人相争，让传道人和传道人彼此相争。哎呀，教会不能彼此相爱，不能合一，教会怎能建造起来？怎能够为主做见证？
Brothers and sisters, you see how brothers and brothers will have conflict, and the conflict between the pastor and brothers and sisters. How can the church be built up in this situation?
哎呀，今天教会的分裂，你看一看。
You see the division in the church today.
今天教会是越来越多。
There are more and more churches.
但是有多少的教会都是分裂出来的
？But how many are divided churches?
我听见宾州有个教会本来有两百多个人，后来他们分裂到两个教会，慢慢又分裂为四个教会，每一个教会三四十个人，人不但是没有多，还少了很多。
In Pennsylvania, there was a church of 200 some, and they split into two, and then split into four, and now it's a church of 30 or 40.
很多人说超新教会很兴旺。
And some people see a church, it looks like it's a
Korea 的 church.
A Korean church.
但是你也知道吗？超新的教会的分裂好厉害，好厉害，里面不知道有多多少少的派别。
But the division in the Korean church, you do not know how many denominations are there.
中国教会也是一样，美国教会一样，到处都在那里分，那里争。
The Chinese church, the American church, all the same, just dividing.
哪里有合一？
Where is unity?
哪里有相爱？
Where is love?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会的光景，普遍的光景。
This is the church's condition everywhere.
哎呀，保罗在那里伤心，在那里流眼泪。
And so Paul shedding tears there.
就像耶利米一样，他也是一个流眼泪的先知。
Just like Jeremiah, the
prophet. 为什么耶利米要这样的流眼泪，这样的痛苦，这样难受呢？
Why did Jeremiah have to shed tears?
耶利米这个心同保罗是一样的。
Because his heart is the heart of like Paul.
他何等爱以色列的这些百姓。
How he loved the children of Israel.
虽然他有很多责备的话，很重的话。
And now he has heavy words of rebuke.
他是盼望这些百姓能够回转，能够悔改。
And his hope is for the children to return and repent.
因为他知道神的愤怒，神的审判就要临到这些百姓。
Because he knows God's wrath and judgment is to come.
他们很快就要被掳了。
And soon they will be captured.
他们要被掳到外地。
And they'll be exiled.
所以这些先知从早到晚向他们呼喊，叫他们悔改。
And so these prophets cry out day and night for them to repent. But what are the results? They came around and hated these prophets, persecuted them, killed them, and said they have sold this country. Just like the Corinthian church towards Paul. Paul has rebuked them and encouraged them to change them. And so many words of rebuke in the first letter. But the Corinthians did not repent, but they came around and hated Paul. And they rebelled against Paul, attacked Paul. Just like Jeremiah. You see, in Jeremiah chapter
3,
Lamentations, he asked Jehovah to remember him. He's bitter like a gall. And he says that I am downcast. When I remember these things, then I am full of And then he wept. Just like Paul. Because these problems are from brothers and sisters. Because they have sold the Lord and friends. If you're from China, you know.
在过去在运动的时候,
during the movements,
教会受逼迫的时候,
when the church was
put, 谁来控告我们的?
Who accused us?
谁来检举我们的?
Who spoke against us?
谁来批斗我们的?
Who,
批斗?
Persecuted us?
谁来定我们罪的?
Who condemned us?
都是教会的弟兄姊妹.
They were all brothers and sisters.
很多甚至于你看他很热心在教会中间服侍的弟兄姊妹.
And many served in the church.
你看起来他们还相当爱主的弟兄姊妹.
And they seem like they love the Lord.
但是你看见难处一到，逼迫一来.
But when persecution and hardship come,
他们为了保存自己,
to save themselves,
哎呀，卖主卖友.
And they sold the Lord and sold their friends.
这都是教会里面的所发生的事，在危险末世的时候所发生的事。
And these are things that occur in the dangerous times.
当我在看提摩太后书第三章这段话，每一件事都可以对得上号的。
Because in 2 Timothy, all of these things that are spoken, it can be matched.
撒旦利用这个来伤害教会。
Satan uses these to hurt the church.
教会没有办法被建造。
And the church cannot be built.
没有办法被建立。
No, cannot be established.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，以弗所第二章讲得很清楚，我们中间的墙应该已经拆毁了。
Ephesians says clearly, our barrier should be broken.
这哪里说，保罗说两下，哈尔维耶拆毁了中间的那个隔墙。
We should be united and to take away the dividing walls.
又是说自己的身体废掉了冤仇，就是律法上所写的规条。
And to use our bodies and to do away with the law.
两下又是说自己造成了一个新的人。
God's purpose was to create a new man.
我们中间应该隔墙都拆掉了。
All our barriers should be broken down.
应该是说主耶稣的十字架的血，我们中间的冤仇都已经废掉了。
So that the blood and the cross taken away all of our...
这个冤仇就是那些规条，那些条律。
All of our hatred.
但是撒旦在教会中间的工作,
but Satan's work in the church,
把我们拆毁的墙又建造起来了,
has rebuilt these walls.
这些墙建造得又高又厚,
and these walls are tall and thick,
叫弟兄姊妹之间不能合一,
so that brothers and sisters cannot be united,
叫这个教会同那个教会不能合一,
so that this church and that church cannot be one.
我们的忧愁冤仇已经废掉了,
and our anxiety has been taken away.
各个教会也有他的那些条律,
but each church has their own regulations.
因着这些regulation, 叫弟兄姊妹不能合一,
because of these rules, the churches cannot be one.
四分五裂,
and so it is just divided.
弟兄姊妹打祭司的祷告,
you hear the prayer of the high priest.
父啊,
Lord, may you allow them to be one.
你所赐给我的荣耀, 我已经赐给了他们。
Your glory that you've given me, I have given them.
就像你我和我合而为一一样。
Just like you and I are one.
让他们完完全全的合而为一。
So that they can also be completely in one.
弟兄姊妹，这个讲合一不是灵里面的合一。
And this is not a spiritual unity.
灵里面我们都是合一的。
Because in spirit we are all united.
我们都是同一个生命，同一个信仰。
Because we are the same life.
你不讲合一，我们也是一个。
We're the same faith.
但是实际上我们没有合一。
But in actuality, we are not one.
我们看见我们有很多的隔墙。
We see we have many barriers.
我们有很多的条律。
And we have many regulations.
是我们不能合一。
Allowing, not allowing us to be one.
哎呀，甚至我听见有些比较大的教会。
And I heard some larger.
他们为着什么是分裂呢？现在。
Why are they dividing?
为着敬拜分裂。
Due to worship, they divide.
怎么会 worship 我的分裂的教会？
Why would worship divide a church?
就是因为这个敬拜的方式不一样。
It's because there are different methods of worship.
今天我们知道有很多教会是用 contemporary music, 现代的、流行的、热门的歌曲在那里所谓的敬拜神。
And so many churches today use contemporary music to worship God.
最时代、最风流的、最风行的、合乎朝代的那些诗歌在那里敬拜神。
The most popular, the most modern music, to use this music to worship God.
但是有些弟兄姊妹不喜欢。
But some brothers and sisters do not like it.
他们喜欢 tradition 的 worship.
They like the traditional worship.
就像我们这些诗歌是比较 traditional.
Like our hymns are more traditional.
所以弟兄姊妹不能在一起敬拜。
So brothers and sisters cannot worship together.
那怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
若是你用 contemporary music 在 worship, 那有一半弟兄姊妹就离开了。
Because if you use contemporary music, half the brothers and sisters.
若是你用 traditional music 在敬拜，那又有一些半弟兄姊妹离开了。
And if it's traditional music, then the other half leaves.
但是为了能够让这些弟兄姊妹不离开这个教会。
But so that these brothers and sisters don't leave the church.
所以今天我们都知道有些教会就用两场的敬拜所谓的。
And so we know many churches have two worship sessions.
一个敬拜是用 traditional, 一个敬拜是用 contemporary music.
One traditional worship and one contemporary worship.
你喜欢用哪一个音乐来敬拜，你就参加哪一种。
And you attend based on your preference of music.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是今天教会的光景。
This is the condition of the church today.
我们的肉体就喜欢分裂。
Our flesh likes to divide.
我们希望越分裂越好。
The more division, the better.
哎呀，你看看今天教会五花八门的，就照着自己所喜欢的在那里分裂。
You see, the myriad churches out there is because based on preference.
但是圣灵呢，相反的。
But the Holy Spirit is opposite.
圣灵就是要合而为一。
The Holy Spirit is to unite.
我们的肉体，我们的体的生命就是要分裂。
Our flesh is to divide.
我们分裂的越细越好，越舒服。
The finer we divide, the more comfortable we are.
各种教会用语言分的，用国籍分的，用年龄分的，各种各样的教会。
All kinds of churches divided by age and language and ethnicity.
弟兄姊妹，如今我们不再分犹太人，不再分希尼利人，我们不再分西古地尼人，我们不再分化外人，我们不分男的女的，不分自主的、为奴的、受隔离的、为受隔离的。以弗所第三章。
This is in Ephesians chapter 3, that we are no longer divided based on our race, based on our gender, based on our belief.
没有分。
No,
但是没有分是 no 没有
there are no divisions
没有任何的区别
there are no differences
基督是一切又住在个人之内
Christ is in all and lives in all
Christ is all in all
Christ is all
我们都在基督里在一个新造人里面我们就没有分
because we are in Christ we are a new creation there is no division
怎么可能用语言来分呢
How can you divide by language?
弟兄姊妹你知道吗语言的分是神的咒诅你知道吗
You know the division of language is God's curse.
为什么巴比塔建造神就把他们各种语言不同呢
Because why did God, divide languages at the Tower of Babel?
这是神的咒诅
This is God's curse.
但是到了五旬节你看见吗
By Pentecost you see.
哎呀感谢主十五种语言的那些不同的人他们都聚集在一起。
People from all languages gathered in Jerusalem.
他们能够在一起不平，能够一起遵守基督的教训，能够彼此交通，能够彼此祷告。
They can break bread and fellowship and share on the word and pray together.
我们知道当初的教会有语言不同的难处啊。
And we know there are different languages at the first.
有人说是希伯来人说希腊话的人，有人说是希伯来人说希伯来话的人。
There are Hebrews who spoke Greek and Hebrews who spoke Hebrew.
但是他们能够在一起。
But they could be together.
他们那个合一。
And they can be one.
不因着语言而分。
And did not divide based on language.
今天很多教会用年龄来分。
Many,
这个年轻人是年轻人的，这个年长的是年长的，把它分开。
Many churches divide by age, the young to the young and the old with the old.
哎呀，有一次我们有一个，我们纽约是最大的一个教会，华人教会。
One of the largest Chinese churches in Jersey.
他们的一个负责弟兄到我们中间来传信息，来交通。
One of the responsible brothers came to fellowship with us.
他那一天来得很早。
And he came very early that day.
我们一开始同你们一样先薄饼。
And like us, they broke bread first.
然后呢，有信息。
And then they have the message.
那么这天，这位长老就在我们中间一起参加薄饼，很早就来了。
And the elder came early to attend breaking of bread.
然后呢，薄好饼呢，就轮到他讲道了。
And after breaking bread, it was his turn to share.
哎呀，他开始传信息，第一句话。
And his first words.
哎呀，我很羡慕你们的教会。
So I admire your church.
哎呀，他说我看见你们年轻人讲英文的、讲中文的都能够在一起，能够 fellowship， 能够在一起薄饼。
Because I see that your English speakers and Chinese speakers can meet together and break bread.
这言下之意，他们的教会是分开的。
Because his church, they were divided.
哎呀，他说这是合乎真理的。
And he said, this is based on truth.
但是现中眼中之意就是说他没有办法了，这个几十年一二十二三十年的传统下来不能改变的。
He says he has no power to change 20, 30 years of tradition at his church.
我们感谢主，你们同我们一样，年轻人同我们都能够在一起。
We thank the Lord that we meet together.
说英文的和说中文的都能在一起。
English and Chinese speakers all meeting together.
我们一起来见证这个合一的见证。
Because we testify of this unity.
在世界上只有这一个团体是能够这样合一的。
Because only this group can be united.
世界上没有一个团体像这样合一的团体。
There is no group that can be united like this.
叫人相信我们的神差遣了他儿子来。
So that we can believe that God sent his son.
合而为一是一个极大的荣耀。
To be one is a glorious thing.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这是撒旦第二个。
Brothers and sisters, you see, this is Satan's second method.
不中观的方法让我们能够分开。
All kinds of ways to divide us.
弟兄姊妹，这样一个方法很有效。
And this method is effective.
直到今天，撒旦还是用这个办法。
So today, Satan uses this method.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十六章前面讲到，我要把教会建造在这个磐石上面，阴间的权柄是不能胜过他的。
So Jesus says in Matthew 16 that I will build my church on this rock, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
你接下去看23章24节。
Continue on to verse 23 and 24.
主耶稣怎么讲？
What does Jesus say?
若有人要跟随我，
If anyone comes after me,
就当舍己，
Then he needs to deny himself.
背起十字架，
Carry his cross,
来跟随我，
And follow me.
爱惜自己生命的要失丧生命。
Because whoever wants to save his life will lose it.
凡为我舍弃生命的要得着生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will gain.
弟兄姊妹，这一段你一定要记在第十六章前面这一段，就是建造教会这一段上面。
And so you have to put these verses on top of the church and the rock.
弟兄姊妹，我们建造教会若不能舍己的话，教会没有办法被建造起来。
If we cannot deny ourselves in building up the church, then there is no way for the church to be built.
教会就要扣在阴间的。黑暗的门的里面。
And the church will be locked within the gates of Hades.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的重要。
And this is important, brothers
and sisters. 今天我们不是这么多人加起来，几百个人加起来，不是，我们是联络起来的，我们是互相这个配搭起来的，我们是互相调和起来的，这是教会。
We are not a few hundred who are added on top, but we are connected and we are mixed together. This is the church.
正像过去这个古代造圣殿一样，虽然有许多的石头，这些石头不是加起来的。
It's like the ancient times building the temple. These stones were not added together.
这些石头都要经过造作尺寸，把它这个凿成功，这个样子的。
These stones had to be cut to perfection.
若是每一块石头都不愿意，都愿意保留自己的话，这些石头没有办法连得起来建造神的殿。
If these stones were in their original shape, then there was no way to build the temple.
我们知道建造圣殿也是用最宝贝的香柏木来建造的。
And we know cedar wood was used to build the temple.
但是这些香柏木都要经过锯的。
But these cedar woods had to be planed.
没有一块木头能够保留自己。保全自己不锯掉能够与其他的木头能够配合起来的
Because no wood without planing can be combined with other woods
所以教会是我们大家互相配合起来的
And so church is when we are matched together.
罗马书第十二章怎么讲的?
What does Romans 12 say?
我们身体是一个却有许多的肢体。
Our body is one, but with many members.
但是肢体也不都是一样的功用。
But not all members have the same function.
我们在基督里面成为一生物像联络着肢体的也是这样。
We are the same way in Christ as members of Christ.
我们是联络着肢体的。
We are part of Christ's body.
我们是联络起来一起做见证的。
We are connected to be testimonies.
我们是联络起来一起来过教会生活的。
And we're connected together to live the church life.
我们甚至于我们是联络，互相联络起来，配合起来，一起追求的。
And we are connected and matched together to pursue together.
就是你追求也是大家互相联络起来追求的。
Even our pursuit is a united pursuit.
你不能一个人单独的来追求。
You cannot individually pursue.
所以保罗写信提摩太第二章他怎么讲的？他说你要逃避少年人的私欲，与那一些轻轻祷告的人一起追求公义、仁爱、信德、和平。
And so Paul tells Timothy that you have to flee the lusts of youth and to pursue after love and peace and joy.
一起追求。
To pursue together.
以弗所第三章保罗一个祷告。
Paul has a prayer in Ephesians chapter 3.
让众圣徒一同来明白主的爱何等的长，何等的阔，何等的高，何等的深。你一个人不能了解，让弟兄姊妹一起配搭在一起，我们一起来了解主的爱有何等的长阔。
So that together all the saints can come to understand how wide, long, and deep and high is the love of Christ.
所以教会是互相联络做肢体，平等做弟兄的。
And so the church is connected with brothers and sisters who are on an equal level.
何等的重要。
How important this is.
今天的教会不能互相的联络。
Because today's church cannot be connected.
今天教会有尼古拉当的教训，不能平等的做弟兄。
The teaching of the Nicolaitans do not allow for the equality of brothers.
教会怎么建造?
How can you build the church?
教会就瘫痪了。
Then the church falls apart.
教会就没有见证。
Is paralyzed, does not have a testimony.
这是今天牧师最危险的一个时代。
And this is the most dangerous days of the end times.
教会就落在这种荒凉可怜的光景中。
And so the church is in this desolate and wilderness condition.
求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
还有第三个撒旦的诡计是最厉害最厉害的。
And there is one third method, the most severe.
我想明天同弟兄姊妹交通。
And tomorrow we will share on it.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Lord, our hearts full of thanks and praise and thanksgiving.
主啊，教会是你的身体，是充满万有者所充满的。
The church is your body and is full of you.
这家就是永生神的教会，真理的磐石和根基。
This is the house of the eternal God and it rests on the rock.
教会是建造在这个磐石上面的。
And the church is built on this rock.
主啊，感谢你，撒旦永远。不能胜过他。
Lord, thank you that Satan can never overcome it.
我们感谢主，你是得胜的主。
Lord, we thank you because you are victorious.
你已经得胜。
You have overcome.
你还要得胜。
And you will overcome.
你要带领众儿女们与你一起得胜。
And you will bring all saints to overcome with you.
主啊，继续带领你的教会，保守你的教会。
Lord, continue to protect and lead your church.
主，让我们在自身的正道上，我们来造就自己。
So that we can edify ourselves on your word.
主啊，保守我们在神的爱中。
Lord, protect us in your love.
让我们常在圣灵里面祷。
So that we can pray in spirit.
我们一起来盼望主耶稣的怜悯，直到永生。
And to hope for your eternal life and your grace.
主，让你的教会在这里成为一个荣耀的教会，圣洁的教会。
Lord, may your church be a holy and glorious church.
成为你的金灯台。
To become your golden lampstand.
在这个歪曲背谬、淫乱、邪恶的一个时代。
So then, this crooked and wicked generation
成为一个荣耀光照这个世界的教会
can be a glorious light.
现在这个时代中间，好像明光照耀，把你生命的道能够彰显出来
To shine on this time as a bright light.
主与我们同在
Lord, be with us.
为你的名，为着你的荣耀，保守我们
For your name and glory, protect us.
把一切荣耀都归给你
We give you all the glory.
因为唯有你是配得
Because only you are worthy.
愿这些话是叫圣灵居住在我们里面做感动的
May these words continue to work in our spirits
through our Holy Spirit. 愿这些话能够在我们里面生根建造
May these words take root in us.
听孩子的祷告
Listen to your child's prayer.
是耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.